All right. So I was just thinking, since we are in between Women's Day and Mother's Day, and there is so much conversation about women in sustainability, women in climate change, what does that mean?
Well, in terms of like the policy, like international climate agreement kind of level, women aren't represented anywhere near enough in that kind of environment. I think I'm not sure what the exact statistic is, but 67% men seems to ring a bell. I'm not sure. There's
Right.
lots of Instagram accounts you can follow that talk about it. There's one called Chicks for Climate, which is a very good one. I'll put the link in the chat.
How would women being in those leadership positions, how much of a difference would that make? Say in Germany you have a woman leader, in New Zealand you have a woman leader. So do you see that, those places are drastically different?
Well, it's generally kind of like thought of that, like evidence that women, like female leaders, would lead to a substantial decrease in CO2 emissions. They also, because they're not in the privileged position of like a white man, middle-aged man, kind of in politics, they kind of can empathize more with people that are more disadvantaged, such as those in developing countries where they are going to be more impacted by climate change. So we need to do something about it because it's not just about the selfish kind of viewpoint of, well, it's not going to impact me or it's not impacting me yet. And also, women are more likely to invest in things like education and healthcare, which I think are two very important things in terms of climate change, especially education, because you need to educate, like, for example, putting climate change on the curriculum.
Demi, you are in the education sector, so obviously I want to hear from you. So in India, what happens is whenever there is a moral science or a climate or an environment subject, what happens is usually, okay, the maths teacher is coming in, the science teacher is coming in, not the climate teacher today. So how important is it to talk about education and climate change?
In the UK, or at least in England, I don't know if it is different in Scotland or Wales, we don't have like a climate change subject. They discuss it in geography and they discuss it in science, I guess biology, but I'm not exactly sure. But they're very much just like brief topics rather than getting into the nitty-gritty of it. They don't discuss the history of climate change, which I think is one of the key issues, because if you talk about how we got to where we are, what wasn't done, what should have been done, how early on we discovered it, because it was in like the 50s when a woman, speaking of women, I can't remember her name though, actually started to say, hang on a second, guys, something isn't right. So yeah, I think it's really important for young people to learn everything about climate change in terms of, yeah, like I say, the history of it, where we are now, and what they can do to make it better, and why their choices affect climate change from like the smallest scale to the absolute largest future doomsday scale.
I mean, I see what you're saying because I think that's how Greta's journey started as well, right? It's not because she went and saw a polar melting ice cap or something. It is because it's something that was taught in the classroom and it was in her books, and that's triggered her thought and the whole movement, right? And
Exactly.
Matt, I want to hear the other version of it. You are a strong supporter, you are a vegan, and I know that, every nerve in you is committed to sustainability. But do you see any challenges, that women face while, being in the sustainability sector, or what can be done?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't really feel like I should be speaking on behalf of women. Especially since I'm the only man on this call,
We give you permission.
how to make it more inclusive. An advocate for gender quotas. I think that is sometimes a controversial way of going about it, but in my opinion, it's the best way to sort of even the distribution out. But I think it's also about making sure that men don't deplatform women on issues like this. So, which is a very ironic, I appreciate. But if I were to, like, I think it's important that people in power, men in power, give a platform for women and like spotlight. And I think the same applies for like people of color in activism and sustainability as well. I think both apply in that sense. As a man, I feel like I have a responsibility to not speak on behalf of women and to ensure that when I'm, so for example, when I arranged the sustainable period talk for Go Green Week. For me, I didn't want to host it because it didn't feel like I should be, and I didn't feel like it's my place. So that's why I wanted to give a woman the chance to host it as well. So I think that's an example of where, from a position of privilege, I'm able to give someone else a platform. I suppose it's a very minor platform, but yeah, does that answer the question?
Everyone has a role to play. Everyone has a role not to play. And it's important to know the difference between those two and just make it more inclusive, stepping back where you need to step back. That is also important. Like, it's not like, no, I want to do everything. I want to say everything.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Yeah. And especially on issues that affect women more.
Yeah. And Kajal, I have one last question. Earlier, you mentioned about choices that families make in moving towards sustainability. And it is more often than not, if women are making the household decisions and, you know, the kind of things that you buy. I don't think women need more education in that respect because they are smart. They have it figured out. It's about implementing those decisions, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the trouble is with that, I read something recently about why women are more like tend to take the lead in climate decisions, in environmental decisions, like veganism, stuff like that. But what I read tends to go towards the issue of masculinity and men not feeling like it's their job to do that or feeling like it's not manly enough to care about the environment.
I mean, do you think if there was more decision making actually given and not just said to be given, and say, okay, this is what we are going to eat. This is what we are going to do. This is how our vacations will look like. Would that have a significant difference?
Yeah, because what I'm getting from this is that women already do that, right? Is what you're saying, that women are taking the lead in that.
Yeah, or I don't know if anyone else has thoughts on this. Like I'm saying, women know about this stuff. Do you think it'll help that they're given more like, you know, weightage to their choices? Okay, I'm saying that this is what I want, but making the environment a little more conducive or actually paying attention to what they're saying, do you think that really matters?
I think sort of like what Kajal was saying, I guess you're kind of talking about in terms of the gender roles within the house, like stereotypically maybe women are more conscious, but then I also think it depends on the individual household, because I don't know, I know a lot of households here where the women are equally consumer driven to the men, you know, like
then, you know, we take the gender out of that and say, you know, anyone who's conscious and willing to take the lead.
I think that's what matters more, like rather than turning, because then you kind of put on the pressure on the women to take the lead when it shouldn't be that, like it should be everyone equally contributing.
Yeah, because it's almost like another domestic chore. They already,
you better pick the soy milk as opposed to the cow milk.
No, I was gonna say, it's like the whole argument of like unpaid labor that the woman generally does
in exactly.
It's adding another burden onto that and another pressure that you're not paid for.
Perfect. I'm sorry I sprung the record on you, but I just thought because the conversation was just so beautiful, I didn't want to miss it. But yeah, thank you so much.